It's now time for this week's Kitchen Science, where Ben, Valsler, yes, and Dave are looking into the stretchy science of rubber bands.
For Kitchen Science this week, Dave has brought me down to one of the labs at the Department of Pathology at Cambridge University. But the thing is that with Dave here, it doesn't look so much like a lab, although we do have liquid nitrogen. It looks a little bit like a garage, because we have a DIY-style heat gun, and a little bit like a stationary cupboard, as we have a big pile of elastic bands. So, Dave, what are we doing today?
We'll be looking into some of the properties of rubber when you alter its temperature.
So that ties in with today's show, because we know that when you age, your skin becomes less elastic. So now we're looking at the properties of elastic.
Yeah, that's right. I've got a whole selection of rubber bands here. I've got a couple of them identical. What I'm going to do to start with is hang on a little hook here.
Okay.
Now, if you take an elastic band and stretch it, it's quite easy to stretch to start off with, and then it suddenly gets very difficult to stretch anymore.
Yes, okay, because after a while, it really becomes quite difficult. It starts to sort of cut into your fingers a bit.
That's right, it gets much, much stiffer. We want to weight this elastic band until the point where it just starts getting stiffer. So I've got a load of bits of metal, which I've worked out to be about the right weight for that, so I'll add those.
Okay, and we've put that on, and it stretches the elastic band down. It does look like it's under quite a lot of tension, though.
Yeah, we probably need a bit more weight before it breaks. What I'm going to do now is heat that up and cool it down and see what happens to the length of the rubber band.
So what are you going to heat it up with?
That's quite easy. I've got a hot air gun that you use for stripping paint, but a hairdryer would work fine.
OK, and once we've done all the heating, how do we cool it back down?
Well, you could do that by just putting it in a freezer if you're at home. But seeing as we're in a lab and we have access to it, I'm going to use some of the vapour coming off liquid nitrogen. Now, liquid nitrogen is a liquid at minus 200 degrees centigrade, so the vapour coming off it is going to be very, very cold. So it's going to pour some of that vapour over it and let it cool down gently.
So we're looking at the properties of elastic, but what do you think will happen when we heat up and then cool down an elastic band with a weight on the end? Will the elastic band stretch? Will it snap? Or will it do nothing whatsoever? We'll show you what happened to our elastic band later on in the show.
And we'll be back later on in the lab to find out.
But if you think you know what will happen to our hot rubber band or our cool rubber band, or if you want to get in touch with any questions or any comments, we would love to hear from you. The email address is chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Lifting the lab coat on the world's best science. The Naked Scientists.